Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Deaney. He knows more about helping people exit their business than anybody I know. Author of Your Exit Map, Navigating the Boomer Bust. That's an essential book. And folks, it's not only a powerful content book, it's a darn coffee table book. It's beautiful. I mean, people who don't know anything about this topic will want to look at it. The color pictures, it's amazing. John, good job there. I'm proud of you. So we're talking about exiting your strategy. And by the way, we helped him launch that book. Hey, John, this thing about senior baby boomer business owners not wanting to slay the dragon again, not wanting to get back, you know, where they were. You know, here we were sitting here last January thinking, you know what, we got some momentum here. I'm, you know, let's just say that they're 69, 70, something like that. And they could go either way. And they're thinking, wait a minute, this is not too hard now. We're through the lost decade. We've got a couple of 3 years behind us. Things are working pretty good. I can handle this another 3 or 4 years. I got a good team. I can build up a little more value for my business over the next 2 or 3 years. This isn't too hard. I think I'm going to work 3 or 4 more years. They're not saying that now. And what do you say to those people?
No, now we're saying, damn, I got suckered in again.
Right, exactly. No kidding. My timing was bad. What do you say to those people when they say, okay, now, John, what do I do with what I got?
Well, I mean, you know, the first thing you got to start with is a reality check. A surprising number of them, of the boomers that I talk to, they've been on the gerbil wheel for so long, and it's running and pushing and growing the company and running and pushing and growing the company. Mm-hmm. And I say, how much do you need to retire? And assuming they have a decent financial planner, they've given it some, you know, real thought and some inflation life expectancy assumptions. You know, and they come up with a number, and I say, well, how much do you have? And it's more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, okay, so you can walk away.
You got options.
Yeah, and of course, you know, walking away from, especially if you're the founder of the business.
This is your baby.
It's like killing the baby.
You don't walk away from your children.
No, but it certainly makes their planning process a lot easier when they realize they don't need it.
I love what someone once said, money doesn't make you happy, but it does give you options.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know, when they understand those options, you know, when we talk about triangulation, how much do you have now liquid? Let's not count your house because you have to live in it. Let's not count your car because you have to drive it, you know. So not the statement you give the bank, but the actual liquid assets in a retirement account or just saved up. Or income property, and how much do you need? And then the third point of the triangle is how much longer do you want to work?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we draw that out, and sometimes, you know, we're able to say you're there. The amount of time you work or the amount of time you have left to work is completely optional to you.
But one of the things, John, it seems to me, is part of this is going to be at that point in time, when you've actually thought about getting off the wheel, the gerbil wheel, you're starting to say, okay, I remember when, I mean, at least it's been fun up to now. Lately it's been fun. Now it's not fun. I don't want to keep doing this for 2 or 3 more years if it's not going to be fun. And that's part of it. The other thing is I had decades where I invested in my company instead of paying myself. I'm just now where I can pay myself. I don't want to go back to the period where my company is taking all my cash. And I mean, I know people who said I should have took bankruptcy 10 years ago, but I didn't because I wanted to keep my employees, and I ran through all my money trying to keep my employees working. I mean,
sure.
That
and
goes
I've done
on.
That. I've done that at least once in my career.
Yeah.
And not everybody is in that position to have that kind of choice. Sometimes they need the money, and they look at the time frame, and they say, well, you know, if you can't make it, if you're the age we're talking about, and you can't make it in the next 5 or 6 years. You've got to adjust your expectations. I mean, this is the coaching part of what I do. Look, you are not, at this point in your life, you're not going to start accumulating vacation homes. You know, you're not going to spend summers in Europe. You know, that ship sailed.
Mm-hmm. I think
you know,
so. That's exactly realistic. Right.
You can live well, but
it's
these things
be,
that you
probably
going to
be in, within 200 miles of your home.
Yeah, and you know, I'm sorry, you're 70 years old and you're in good health, and that's terrific, and be happy for that.
Buy a motorhome.
Right. But, you know, tour in the RV. Go be a pest to the kids.
Go see Yellowstone or something, yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, for those who want to exit internally, it's still going to take you 2 or 3 years to get either the children or the employees in a position where they can buy you out, because I believe they should buy you out. And so you're still looking at presenting financials to a bank.
So you're going to have to slay the dragon somehow, probably.
Yeah.
If you can't walk away right now financially because you got to get the business set up differently, you're going to have to slay the dragon, but maybe you let them slay it. You just coach them. And that's what I want you to talk
Absolutely.
About when we come back. And we're going to include ESOPs. We're going to include ESOP in our conversation. John's an expert on that, too. Tintail, right back with John Deeney. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.